When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And a very good morning to you. It's Breakfast with Pat and Heels on this Friday morning. We're brought to you by Burbank Homes. They are the builders you can trust. You can bank on Burbank Homes and a Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Kona N-Line. Heels, good morning to you.
Morning, Patty. Good win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's always good to wake up with the first premiership points to the Bronx. And they consigned the bumbling bunnies to an 0-2 start. And, of course, they've got the Book of Feuds, Roosters, next Friday, so it's not getting any easier.
Yeah, okay.
For Jason Demetrio's mob.
We were the little bumblers.
Mm.
We made
first half
blues.
Was a shocker.
But they just let us back every time they had us under a little bit of pressure. They made it blue.
28-18, Corey Parker will join us for the Friday throwdown just after 8 to tear it all apart. 35,000 plus on a Thursday night. At the Bronx, the traffic was ordinary everywhere. So let's have a listen to how they did it. Here's the SEN call team, Sats, Andrew McCulloch and Drury Ford, with the highlights from Suncorp Stadium last night. And we're about to get there after such a big build-up. Else we were just about there.
Oh, what's our system saying? There's no highlights. That was it. No, Reece Walsh, mate. That was vintage Walsh, I reckon. Remember, he dropped the first ball. He had a little bit of a look at a charging defender. I think it was Cody Walker coming out of the line. Then he had a dummy half pass which went straight through his hands. Yeah. Like, whoop, where'd the ball go? Like a piece of cake of soap. And then he scored magnificent tries. Yeah. Here they are.
South Sydney will get the ball right back. This will be the last. 17 minutes gone. Can the Broncos strike first? Reynolds on the last. Little dummy pump. Kick in behind. Chasing through for the Broncos. Dean Mariner. And Mariner scores the opener for the home side. Away. Walsh first receiver, centre of the park, comes back on the inside. Walsh! Oh! Pointed the Rabbitohs just like it was the Red Sea. And Reece Walsh beats 3 to score under the post. Broncos have their second. This time Ilias Havili. Havili, they didn't take his legs. Oh. And he uses his upper brute strength to plant the Steedon down over the white stripe. Havili scores for the Rabbitohs. They're on the board and they're up and about.
Now Sydney, decoyed by Burgess.
Oh. Havili late at the line and Davi Moali for the Rabbitohs. In fact, it's Colin Matangi. They're over against South Sydney. Moali it is. South Sydney with 2 tries in the matter of a few minutes. They are back in this one. 12-10. Kick to cut.
Now a set restart. 12 away. Smoothie dummies inside. Goes outside. Flick on somehow from Cobbo. For the corner, Jesse Arthurs. Oh, how about Selwyn Cobbo? Arthurs finishes off a wonderful play. Brisbane try.
Way to Cobbo. They're in the Rabbitohs territory as Arthurs got a kick to a terrible bounce. Walsh was there. Mitchell was upended. And Reece Walsh is all smiles. Oh, how sweet it is. Walsh is over. And some wizardry by the Brisbane Broncos. And Walsh finishes it off.
Walsh is
in trouble.
Caught going out
trouble.
The
trouble.
Kick and chase here by Mariner. Regather by Mariner. Dean Mariner. Is there anything this kid can't do? Here's Mitchell. Mitchell slices through. He's got nothing but Brisbane Broncos players chasing. But Latrell Mitchell, he runs away from all of them. Too fast, too smart, too good. Latrell Mitchell with a consolation try for South Sydney.
Full-time siren sounds as Latrell Mitchell Knights ready to take the conversion. 28-16, kick to come. The Broncos have recorded their first win for season 2024.
Yeah, so a couple of audio slices from Kevy now, but I thought the Dean Mariner piece with Dean's kick, it was a brilliant try. It came as a little bit of a surprise to the coach.
Well, certainly, yeah. That chip and chase was a beauty. I haven't seen him chip or he kicked one last week over in Vegas and it nearly hit our hotel. It went that far. So tonight he got it right there. He's a good young talent. Yeah, and he's a try scorer. That's what he does. For someone that young, he's handling it all the speed and the pace of the game. He's doing a lot of things right, which is.
He's the one keeping Corey Oates in the Host Plus Cup too. Hey, so we'd love you to join us today. 13 13 55 is the Suncorp Home Resilience Open Line or the text line. It's already been busy. 0467 736 736. Special prize today for best text or call.
What have we got? We got the kicking in?
No. We've got the roadie meat voucher.
Oh.
Very, very popular last week.
Roadie meats.
The roadie Beautiful. Meats we promised yesterday. Here's a couple of these texts already in, George. That game was comical last night. So many errors. It was an NRL fantasy nightmare. Well, look, George, to tell you the truth, Kevy actually does agree with you. He said it wasn't a pretty sight.
Yeah, I thought it was an ugly game of footy, to be honest. But this time of the year is about winning. You know, we were a long way off where we need to be, and so was South, to be fair. But there were some things to like there with some individual players, but just as a team, we're just not quite nailing it yet. But I'm just happy that we won, because you need to win this time of the year just to breathe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Stu is agreeing with George. Morning, gents. Yes, we got the 2 points, but boy, oh boy, does this Broncos team have some growing up to do. We got the job done with a few great plays from Walsh, Mariner and co, and the defence held up okay, but we had more errors than an Aplan test.
And what about the first tackle? The first tackle, Paddy Carrigan reels out the back of it. He's caught one in the side of the head, and he kept sort of having a play with his ear, and so he got away with a fair bit of assessment there, I reckon, and he sort of cleared things and played extremely well through the middle from then on. That was a magnificent effort.
Well, I mean, Jason Demetriou as well, he's a little bit like Kevy. I mean, it was a mistake-a-thon, particularly in the first half, and he just said basically we shot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, I thought it was just really, like I said to the boys in there, I couldn't fold our defensive effort. I thought our defensive effort and our resolve was outstanding. But we're just shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, whether it's we can't feed the scrum properly or first tackle errors, kicking it into our own player, you know, penalties for blocking. Just, like, it was a horror show of just really little things that just kept putting pressure on ourselves. Said to them there, we bottle that effort and that desire and tidy up some of that stuff, then and see how good this footy team is.
One of his biggest offenders is probably Ilias, I reckon, the half.
Mm.
So hopefully he can, you know, come good.
He doesn't play with a lot of time, does he? They're in his face.
Yeah, okay.
There's
no blockers.
As opposed to Reynolds. Well, and now Reynolds is the major talking point out of this.
Mm.
He always looks in pain. I know it's something that he fights constantly, but he's admitted that he will go for scans today.
Will you go and get another scan, or you know it's a medial, so it's just about management?
No, our plan is to get a scan in the morning.
So what's the exact nature of the injury?
Can't give those secrets away, Pete.
He can be.
It's just a knee injury. It's nothing.
Is it nothing? I mean, he was quizzed again about this knee injury that, you know, has he been pain a lot of the game?
Just stirred up what was already there. It was pretty sore, but felt okay during the game. Felt a little bit before half time and thought it'd be right to get back out there, but sort of hurt it in that tackle.
Well, I don't know. Do we see him next week? It's next Thursday, this grand final rematch, which, you know, a lot of the players and a lot of the fans have had it circled in their diary for quite some time. We've got to travel to Bluebet Stadium and you come up against the Panthers next Thursday night.
Kevy, are you listening? It's Bluebet Stadium we're playing. Post-match, he sort of said, oh, I haven't given Penrith much thought yet. I don't even know where we're playing them. Are we here or down there? And they all said, you're here. But he said, oh, I think I'm still in Vegas. So it was a good effort by Kevy to get – he's had some learnings, hasn't he? Mm. He knows how important to win that was.
The other one who was under heavy scrutiny for obvious reasons last night was Ezra Memner. He's come out with a shoulder injury. We're just hoping that that's a burner. But both the skipper and the coach were obviously quizzed on Ezra after the, you know, a fortnight from hell for him.
It was good. It was good to see him take the line on again. Such a big part of our team, you know, when we play those field positions and he can put a threat on that short side. Sometimes teams get numbers wrong and then we can get them on the other side, but I thought he was back to his best tonight.
Yeah, I thought he defended much better tonight than what he did in round one, so that's always a good thing for Ezra because his attack will come off the back of strong defence.
Well, he was in everything.
Yeah.
I wrote it down. Like, how many tackles was he in or around? Very engaged. I reckon little blokes, and I think he's a little bloke, Ezra, they can wear out. They keep running at their shoulders and they have to put every effort into stopping big blokes. They can wear out. If you get a bad shoulder, look out.
Well, it's just gone 6:14 and we've probably seen one of the most sycophantic texts that we've ever had on the show.
Oh.
Cuzzy, I love barbecues. Pat and Heel's show is the best program on the radio waves. Jack is so good at setting up those stump heels questions. Manny, you haven't got a mention here. He said, and Vanessa's the best in the business when it comes to news reading.
You're very careless here. You're in the bin.
Too obvious, cuz.
Yeah, see, cuz, you were right in contention for the roadie meat voucher until you failed to mention Matty, another vital part of the team. Yes, there is a roadie meat voucher for the best text or call today on the 13-13-55 line.
That was better acting. That was worse acting than Adam Reynolds when Damien Cook got sent off for the sin bin for holding him down.
Yeah, but he'd been holding down all night. He got what he deserved.
It was a bit harsh, I reckon.
Hey, they're calling him in AFL Cardiac Carlton. So 35,000 at Suncorp, 83,000 at the G last night. They toppled the Tigers at the G, 12-14-86 to 12-9-81. So the Clutch Kings have won. Their last six wins have come by 6 points or less, including two finals. They go into a bye now 2-0. Obviously, we know after that unbelievable one-point victory over the Lions. The Tigers, though, under the new coach, Adam Uzay, are 0-2, and he's got some injury dramas, it looks like.
Hasn't he?
Yeah, Gibkus has got an ACL, the Imprestia with a hammy, Young with concussion. So things not getting any better for the mighty Tigers there. And the only other news before Vanessa comes in, Wallabies. Joe Smith has enlisted hugely respected coach Laurie Fisher as one of his assistants. So it'll be his second stint with the national side. I reckon it's great. He's so well respected as Fisher. He's got 20 years experience. He used to be Australian under-21s coach. He had 18 years over a couple of stints at the Brumbies. He's been with Munster and Ireland, Gloucester and England. So Joe Smith has already started work on getting his team together and it will include Laurie Fisher. So that's great news. Just a reminder today, we're going to talk to your great mate, Mark Tubby Taylor, who's just about jumping on a plane now to come to Brizzy. He's going to have a game of golf with you this afternoon, but he's here on an important mission tomorrow at Eagle Farm, isn't he?
Oh, it's just a fundraising mission for his charity that he's now chairman and patron of, the Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, he's going to tell us all about that a little later on this morning. But we're all going out to Eagle Farm tomorrow, so we'd love to see you there. And we've got Sun's young gun, Bodie Ulund. We'll stop by after 7:30 as the coast prepare for the Adelaide Crows. And, of course, you know, Corey Parker is joining us as well. All right, into the studio comes Vanessa. It's 6:17. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Mm-hmm. And as we've been counting down to all this week, council elections tomorrow, as well as the by-elections for a couple of state seats. Now, one LNP candidate got a little bit caught caught out because she put photos up on her social media saying, I've voted, and, you know the staged photo they always do, putting their paper into the ballot box saying vote one. Well, she actually got a bit caught out because she's ineligible to vote in that seat because she does not live in that electorate of Inala. This was Trang Yen who released these photos. She was grilled about it, said it wasn't actually her paper, but it belonged to the person who was taking her photo. So, you know, vote in your seat, everyone. And they say it was just a photo to promote the need for everyone to remember to go out and vote tomorrow. So, yes, do make your plans for tomorrow. Vote in your correct seat. No staged photos. And we will see what the outcome is come tomorrow. Now, there has been a rocket blast off overnight. SpaceX taking another test flight. Now, this is their mega rocket. It's one of the biggest ever sent into space. It's the third test flight for this SpaceX ship, and it did make it further than the two previous attempts, but it has actually been lost. They lost contact with it, but they say that's okay. These missions are all about gathering data, and it's about preparing for their ultimate mission, which is to take a manned ship to Mars. So they're saying it's okay. That's a success. It got further. We learnt a lot. But even though, that spacecraft did not splash down and will not be back in service, but that's the way these space missions go.
At a very
high expense.
That's Elon on the team,
isn't
it?
Yeah. Exactly.
How many Olympics are just going there?
Yeah, I know. And all GABA redevelopments. Okay, and if there's one thing you can do this weekend, it's get a good night's sleep. It is World Sleep Day, but many of us are not getting enough sleep at night. 58% of Australians struggling to get a good night's sleep. And it is one of those pillars of good health that they always say,
and
to a happy and healthy life. But the reasons we're staying awake at night, personal anxiety is the biggest thing, just lying in bed worrying, trips to the bathroom, financial pressures as well. And then there are sleep disorders, obviously, that affect people as well. So look, let's prioritise our sleep. There's nothing like a good night's sleep, is there, where you wake up feeling great?
Says Vanessa Gibson, who gets to work at 2:30.
Yes, I know. I need to practice what I preach.
Vanessa, thank you very much. It's coming up to 6:20. We've got a big show today for this Friday. We'd love you to stay with us. We'll be back right after this. We're back and we're powered by Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Don't forget our big giveaway today, Hills, a $100 voucher to Roadie Meats. Roadie Meats, a high-quality, family-owned, award-winning butcher. Check them out at Roadie Meats on Instagram and Facebook. So that's for the best text or call this morning.
They got more meat than the Brecky Creek, Roadie Butchers.
You reckon?
Oh, have you seen their cabinets? It's unbelievable.
Yes, they're very, very popular, aren't they? Been a few texts about last night's game, particularly with the comedy of errors, but I thought the scrum win against the feed.
I missed it.
I don't reckon we'll ever see it again.
Why?
I don't know how you can. Well, how can
did
you
they just push him off it?
They don't even put it in the second row anymore. They put it behind the lock's feet. Yeah,
and did it bounce off the lock's feet and go all the way back?
You can see the Bronco, whoever it was, just clearly
hooked
got it. Yeah, hooked it. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Righto, so the prop might get in trouble for that, for getting his legs out of the way so the Bronco could hook it. You're going to block that.
One from Oscar. The Bunnies seemed only to get back into the game when Payne Haas and Paddy Carrigan were off the ground. Maybe more required from the Broncos bench forwards. In saying that, I thought Fletcher Baker was pretty good last night.
Yeah.
He was a presence, a big presence in the midfield. Now, what's Cuzzy done with your weekly bet for Heels? Highlanders v Brumbies, ? You can take that. I will take Blues over the Tars. Oh, yes,
that's big of you.
Yeah, not unexpected. And you can pick England v France.
So he gives me two to lose in, and he only takes one. I'm going to go Highlanders over Brumbies. It's a very toss of the coin, but it's at home for Highlanders. And because I'll go France over England in Lyon.
Okay. All right, we'll put a bit of study into this by the sound of it.
Yeah, well, I'm reading up for Cuz. I'm getting ready for Cuz every Friday.
Dave from the Gold Coast, go you blue baggers. Yeah, I tell you what, they're heart attack material, Dave, aren't they? We read out those figures. So they've won the last six wins that they've had. Of course, they lost that prelim final by 16 points to the Lions at the Gabba last year. But their last six wins, including two finals, have come from 6 points or less. So it's a phenomenal record. They beat the Tigers last night. Tigers have got dramas with more injuries, including Gipkus with suspected ACL.
Yeah.
They had to settle.
Richmond were carving them up when I turned it over and saw that bit. And then that was a period where they were consolidating. They were getting all the control back, not scoring so much. And then they talked about Carlton now having these gears they can move through. I reckon that's got Vossie written all over it, that midfield gears that got the ascendancy again, and then they found the scoreboard as well.
The Players' Championship is on, and Jason Day is right there in the mix.
So, he's 500, isn't he?
Yeah, Xander Schauffele and Rory McIlroy. I think McIlroy's round of 7-under-65 along with Schauffele. Schauffele didn't have a bogey, but Rory had a double bogey and a bogey.
Wow.
So I think he's had 10 birdies in that round, which
is unbelievable. So there's some scoring ability there. Yeah. Ryan Fox?
Oof. Yeah, well, Ryan Fox is a hell of a story, the New Zealander. He's finished 3-under, as far as I know. I'll just confirm that. Yeah, he shot a 69, but that 69 included an eagle and an ace at 16. 16's the big long par 5 with water involved. And then, of course, you'd stroll around in front of massive, massive crowds and you go to the island hole. So he's gone eagle at 16, ace at 17.
Boom.
How good's that for Ryan Fox? He's 3-under. That's 4 off the pace. I'm just looking for the rest of the Aussies. So, Adam Scott has finished with a 70, 2-under. So, he's not out of contention. Likes his course, plays it well. I know that Aaron Baddeley's out. He was a couple over last time I looked. So, I'll just check. And Minwoo Lee had a 1 over 73, so he wouldn't be happy with that. He's just in the top 100. All right, we're coming very quickly now to Vanessa and the 6:30 news. As I said, we've got a huge show today. Mark Tubby-Taylor coming up, Corey Parker after 8 o'clock, and we'll talk AFL with Bodie Euland as well. One of the young guns from the Suns. Stay with us. We'd love you to join us, whether it be 13 13 55 on that Suncorp Home Resilience Open line, or text us on 0467 736 736, and we've got that $100 Roadie Meats voucher to give away.
On Pat and Heels for Breakfast, it's time for the Racing Queensland update. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today.
Well, the answer to that is all over the shop there at Townsville. The 8 race program starts at 1 o'clock. Then we go to the sunny coast. You can be punting all day and all night, though. But, of course, we're at headquarters tomorrow. Well, as we've been telling you right from the start of the show, we'll have Tubby Taylor on to talk about the Sporting Chance race day tomorrow. So, Chris Nelson, a very good morning to you. Your prime focus, I hope, has been on race 4 at Eagle Farm tomorrow, the SENQ, 6:93 a.m., Pat and Heels for breakfast, benchmark 78.
It's a bit of a mouthful, guys, but you've lost it. You've missed a bit at the start, Paddy. It should also read the time honoured.
The first one, can we say that for the first one ever?
Yes, definitely. Right. Say whatever you like. It's your race. It's been honoured. Whatever you want.
It's been honoured for 3 days. That's enough.
Yes, that's time honoured.
It's getting plenty of publicity. We had to get the full takedown of it from Sam Collett yesterday. So what does the expert say about it? Have you got any thoughts on race 4 at Eagle Farm tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I think Disputed River will probably win again. Stuart Kendrick's absolutely flying, the horse. Well, he won at Eagle Farm last start, and he sat back last in a race that wasn't really run to suit and was able to get home stronger than any other runner. So he beat home Oakfield Wallaby. And I think they'll probably run a 1-2 again, and I'm going to stick with Disputed River. So it's a distance race. They're never easy. You can always get a rough result, guys. But I think Disputed River is very hard to beat.
I think Sam talked up her
Sea Treasures.
She said New Zealand bred, and it's been okay before.
Oh well. Sam's going to do that because she's riding it.
Okay.
shouldn't she say...
And she is riding very well, too.
Yeah, I don't give it much of a chance. And then win?
He's in great form. What else have you got for us tomorrow at headquarters?
Well, we're going to go around the globe a little bit, but we'll start at Eagle Farm. Race 6, number 2, Sharp Dazzler, I think can win again. He's flying this horse. He loves Eagle Farm. He was very good last start. He sat 3 wide and still got the job done and done easily. So I think he wins, and I think you take the multi with him into race 8, number 2, Presslink. He's promising. He won the other day midweek first up. He's only had 2 goes for 2 wins. And I think, look, the barrier suggests he'll get back here and give a start, but there's a bit of speed in this race, and Eagle Farm will get to the outside, and I think he'll run home over the top of them. So they're my 2 for Eagle Farm.
Yep.
Nice little multi there. Probably get around the $5 mark. I'm going to travel to Rose Hill. Big day at Rose Hill, of course. Race 5, number 3, Lindemann. Looks the best of good things. You might be lucky to get black figures, but, gee, he's a standout in that field. He ran 3rd to Think About It. I'll Think It Over. And Fangirl last start, which is a good form line.
Yes.
So he drops back in grade. And race 2, number 2, Dashing Lenny, or Dasho Lenny, is one of Kira Maher's, an import. Won really well at Sandown first up. Up in distance, I think it's even better place. So I think around $5 or so, Dasho Lenny can win. And I'm going to throw in a tip in the All-Star Mile, guys, and it's not Mr. Brightside.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm going to tip Cascadian each way, race 8, number 2. I think he is flying this prep. He might want a little bit further, and you'll have to back him each way against Mr. Brightside, but he's not without a knockout chance, Cascadian, for the Cummings camp and Godolphin.
Well, you're right. You've taken us right up the east coast of Australia. So
I have.
In the time-honoured SENQ 693 AM, Patton Heels for breakfast, benchmark 78. Chris is tipping the 5, Disputed River. But he's 2 major tips for the day at Eagle Farm tomorrow. Race 6, the 2. Race 8, the 2. Suggest we multi those. Got a couple of nice tips at Rose Hill Gardens on Coolmore Classic Day. Race 2, the 2. And race 5, the 3. And then we sail on down for the All-Star Mile. 3.75 million wait for age. And it's not Mr. Brightside. The 2, Cascadian. For Godolphin, each way. Thanks for that. We haven't even got our traffic report this morning.
We don't want it. We'd rather a feedback on Richmond, mate. How'd they go?
that was so good, Richmond. They could have won that game. They gave it their all. I think we all thought we'd get flogged by about 10 goals. So to be in it so long and then go down by a small margin, full credit to them, and then lose 3 players during the game as well.
I'll tell you what, you've got an ally in Oscar here. Carlton beat Richmond, a team that had one bloke on the bench for the entire second half, and then they proceeded to carry on like they'd won the premiership. So I'm tipping.
Is that Jack?
I'm tipping. Well, it says Oscar from the Valley. You never know.
Jack feels the same.
Oh,
don't
Oscar,
worry.
Sorry. Yeah, and you can say to Oscar too. I said to Jack, of course, who's your producer before I went on air, now I officially hate Carlton again.
Yes. You know they're going well when the Cats start to hate them.
When you hate them. Yeah. Exactly.
And the traffic, is it all right then?
A bit busy getting off onto the gateway, but now it's cleared up beautifully. So just going past the entertainment centre, it looks okay.
Who have you got on your show today?
We have Matty Hoisted on our show today. So he's got, of course, a couple of good runners at Eagle Farm tomorrow. He had a good winner during the week, and he's got Uncommon James coming back soon, guys.
Ooh. Beautiful. All right, we'll keep track of that. All right, mate, great to chat as usual. Don't forget, that's for racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today. And as I said, all over the shop. We started Townsville early afternoon, then we moved to the sunny coast tonight. And, of course, the big meeting for a sporting chance out at Eagle Farm tomorrow. We'd love as many people to get through the gates as humanly possible and help out one of the great charities. Chris Nelson, thank you, mate.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Oh, Cuzzy's impressed with me. I used to be a pushover, he reckons. You did 2 good picks this week when I tipped the Highlanders over the Brumbies and France over England.
He's been prolific, Cuz, this morning. Yes, Ryan Fox, still the only pro golfer whose dad holds the record for the most points in any Rugby World Cup with 126. Boy, that's unbelievable, isn't it?
Is there any other golfer whose father's played a World Cup?
Mm, exactly right. So we're just mentioning Ryan Fox, the Kiwi golfer, who's been seen a lot in Australia. Very popular young man, gives it a rip, strongly built young man. So He finished minus three at the Players' Championship this morning, which is four off the lead. Xander Schauffele and Rory McIlroy leading at 7-under. But that round included an eagle three at the par 5 16th and then walks about 50 or 60 metres across to the famous tee at the island hole on 17 and knocks it straight in the hole for a hole-in-one. So good stuff.
You know, yesterday you talked about you can pay to play the TPC, the course, Sawgrass. How much do you reckon?
I don't know, but it'd be expensive.
What, like 600, that type?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, could you look that up, Paddy?
I'll have a look.
Because if we're going over to the Super Bowl, and Super Bowl followed by the Vegas extravaganza of NRL, we better nip over the other side and play Sawgrass.
Exactly right. But believe me, if we do that Super Bowl / golf experience, I'll be leaning heavily on some friends that I know over there.
So why? What for? To play with us?
Well, no, to get us onto a couple of these really good courses.
Oh, yeah, no worries. That's not heavy. They know how to do that.
Mm.
So that's fine. And then I think we should probably go to Indian Wells tennis.
What, are we just going to stay over there for 6 months?
Oh, a month. did you see Alex Dimonor overnight?
You're doing direct
car park attendant. How good? Park, yeah. How good is that? Is that going to be an advertising campaign or a promotional campaign for the tour? And so Alex and Medvedev is doing some, Rublev, Ongjabur, they were all doing stuff around the tournament, weren't they? That was good.
It was very cool.
Wanding down people.
Hey, we're here powered by Kubota. You can take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and their Land Pride attachments. But let's get to the play of the week here. So, some dispute over this one. You want a couple of entries. Bartons. The play of the week is for Bartons. No passing the buck, exceeding expectations and keeping customers for life. You can buy better. Buy Bartons. Go and see Beatsy and the team down there at the Bayside and Capella Bar. So Jack has picked up this one. This week's play of the week he's given to Paddy Cummins and the second test victory in Christchurch the other day.
Last ball of the over. Two to win. Sears to Cummins. He goes back and works it through the offside for four. Pat Cummins has won the test for Australia along with Alex Carey. It's been a terrific partnership between the final pair. They get over the line by three wickets. Carey, 98 not out, but his finest moment as an Australian cricketer. The match winner on the final day, mostly with Marsh, then with Cummins, who finishes on 32 not out. Australia have held their nerve again in a close run chase. New Zealand having done so much right to drag themselves back into the contest. Well, their long wait for a victory over Australia will extend yet further.
Yeah, good moment. Really good. 5 for 80 and get to 280.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great shot. I've seen it again and again. How well did he time that?
I know. And of course, the Alex Carey at the other end was just delighted that they'd won the test match. Where he was perched on 98 not out, and a lot of the fans out there were more distraught than he was that he couldn't get the test century.
We might give him a meat tray, eh? I reckon he deserves a meat tray. And, I mean, the calls and texts coming in next, you know, you can pick your moment of the week, and there is a meat tray Friday on that. It's a $100 voucher to Roadie Meats. I like last night the Reece Walsh try.
Harrigan looking for a quick play. The ball, only 11 away. Walsh, first receiver, centre of the park, comes back on the inside. Walsh! Oh! Parted the Rabbitohs just like it was the Red Sea. And Reece Walsh beats three to score under the post. Broncos have their second.
The best sidestepper I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit worried about these extravagant dives. I mean, I can see injury happening somewhere.
Yeah, no, you've got
Isn't it lovely to have a 20-year-old body again? I mean, if I did that, I'd be in hospital for a month.
Well, that's what I think Sammy Thaiday said to him on the panel. And he conceded, Kevy tells me to just be careful with that, whether it's my shoulder or whether it's my back, that'll get done one day. But he's got the one in the paper for the year. Let's now just put it down normally, eh? But, yeah, that was great. He accelerates as he's sidestepping almost backwards.
Yeah.
He leaves them in just grasping at nothing.
Yeah, it's poetry, isn't it? There's no doubt about that. I mean, and of course, yeah, there were mistakes. And Matty from Ipswich acknowledges that morning and very happy with the Broncos win. Get back on the bus, Pat. Ooh, yes, I'm...
They're calling for Welsh.
I'm happy to get back on the bus here,
Matty. Oh, he's back.
Lots of errors, but we have the 2 points. Carrigan was massive. Great crowd, and the early start was just perfect. With Duncan, I don't know when daylight saving finishes. Normally in April, isn't it?
No,
Duncan, in yes, would Matty. Yeah, once daylight saving's finished, we're back to an 8 o'clock kickoff.
But just keep an eye out, Boaties. There's a stray dolphin just working its way up the Brisbane River, coming back to home.
So as Heels mentioned, yes, we do have that fabulous $100 meat tray from Roadie Meats. They're high quality, they're family owned, and they're award-winning butchers. Check them out at Roadie Meats on Instagram and Facebook. So it's for the best either call on that Suncorp Home Resilience open line, 13 13 55, or the text line, 0467 736 736. Now, don't forget, you can hear Morning Glory with Matty Johns live from 9 o'clock this morning and then later tonight. So it's on SENQ, 6:93 a.m. It's Brisbane's home of sport. And later tonight, you'll get the Sharks and Bulldogs live from 5 o'clock.
And, Muzz, we might get some answers from some listeners, but a proxy question to put him to the sword for Stump Heels. Heels, what sporting team was Elton John referring to with his hit song Philadelphia Freedom? Answer to follow. He's going to furnish us with that too.
I've had a look
up. Yeah, I know that one. Does he think, you know, Stump Heels is easy or something? You've just got to know that.
What is it? 2-2 Stump Heels?
2-2
for the week.
Big day, big day.
It is a big day. I hope you've made this question hard, Jacko. We want to. What is it? 5-2 overall, 5 weeks to two. I need to claw one back desperately. Coming up to 6:51, we will have Stump Heels on the other side of this.
I don't think it is 5-2. That sounds way too close. I think it might be 6-2. 5-2, and you go to 5-3, that sounds too close.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think I will be going to 5-3 after this. As we said, jump on the Suncorp Home Resilience open line, 13 13 55, or you can text us 0467 736 736. Want to talk about the Bronx? You want to talk about Carlton's very tight win, and they just keep doing it? The Cardiac Kids, of their last six wins, I think they've won from inside a goal or a goal or inside. It's a phenomenal effort. But it's 6:51. We might take a break and we'll have Stump Heels to see who wins the week right after this. Righto. So, yes, Muzz, thank you very much. Philadelphia, it is about Billie Jean King and the World Team Tennis side that she played for, Philadelphia Freedom. Elton John was a massive fan, used to apparently show up to a lot of their matches dressed up in the team colours and sit, you know, right court side. He said to Bernie Taupin, you know, I want you to write me a song about Philadelphia Freedom. Bernie said, you're kidding, aren't you, about a tennis? You want me to write about tennis? So that's what they came up with.
And they hit it,
you
know, well.
Yeah.
I think Washington Freedom are the name of the Major League Cricket team over there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
New South Wales are connected with them and Ricky Ponting's about to go and coach.
Well, well, maybe they can get on the bash out a little song of that. Matty from Raceview is on the line. Matt, good morning to you.
Morning, gents. I've just got a bit of a gloat about moment of the week.
Oh, yes. You will say you're disputing this. It's not Pat Cummins.
Oh, no, I was in Dharamshala on Saturday to watch the English get rolled by the Indians and make it 4-1. What a day.
Not just rolled, they were smacked.
Well, they had no ticker on the Saturday morning, did they? They didn't even last two sessions with the bat.
Yeah, but they look good, mate. What took you over to Dharamshala?
We took a last man stands T20 cricket team over there to play in the tournament in Chandigarh. So it finished on the Friday. We got a bus up there on the Saturday.
How far is that?
About 5 hours each way. So it was a 3:30 wake up call.
Yeah, so cool. Up and down in the same day. So 5 hours, what's that, about 60 Ks?
200. It wasn't that far, actually, no.
Yeah, no, that's good. How cold was it up there? There was a lot of snow on those mountains.
There was still snow, but it was probably about 18 degrees, so it was actually a really pleasant day. So, no, it was absolutely worth the trip, something that I'll never forget.
Is it as pretty as it looks on TV?
prettier. Absolutely.
Is it really?
Prettier. I mean, yeah, it's just so relaxing to be in a ground and you look around and you've got the mountains.
Yeah, you've got the Himalayas in the background.
On the top. Yeah, absolutely. It was just amazing to be there. Just one of those experiences that you don't forget.
And last man stands, your last man stands team win, all right?
1-2, lost 3. We're playing against guys that were much better than us, but we're actually really happy to win a game against a local Indian team for the first time.
Right.
And we actually had Peter George, who was an ex-Queensland South Australian by 2.
Hey, Matty, we've got to go. We've got to get to the news, but great to hear from you, mate. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. George saying his moment of the week was the 4-0 win by Tottenham over fourth placed Aston Villa.
Another good one.
Has got Big Ange, has got him firing at the right time of the year. 7 o'clock is right around the corner, and then we're going to have a chat to Tubby Taylor.